real nine. You arrived back at home. How were you received?
Very quiet. It was about half past 7 in the morning. The wife had an idea I would be landing, but she was on a Sunday morning. Fred got out of his house up there, opposite the Catholic Church. And I got out there and all. I says, I didn't have the taxi driver to drive me down here. I didn't want any fuss me. I never did. So I just came down here. It would be about 8 o'clock. And that old man across the road there, I was coming down. He just shook his head. My lad will not be coming back. Lloyd, old Mr. Lloyd, lived in that bungalow there across the road. Well, I knocked at the door. My wife was just getting up. She didn't expect us. She was off to church. She'll tell you, this, oh, I just came in there. I was tired, worked out, you know, been up all night again. So I just slept. She'll tell you now, she keeps saying it. She has the first words I say when I come in. I says, you're kings and queens here, you know. She still rhymes them words off. But, you know, when you saw them over leaving that over there, and terrible. And what you've gone through.
Did you find it easy to settle down to
being a civilian again? After being in prison camp?
I'll tell you what, it was lovely. They keep sending me a 6 month holiday. All I had to do was to go to the post office and draw me bills. The wife says it was 6 months before you had to go back. They keep sending us, have another 2 or 3 weeks or month holiday. It went on like that. I had nowhere to put us, see, to get organised. Anyway, my final tickets did come, and I was put up down in Yorkshire, somewhere in Europe. Somewhere in North Yorkshire. It's on the hillside, this woods. I was back in uniform, back in training again, and all this business in it. And we used to pull ourselves up in the training, you know, getting fit. And it shows you've just got to pull yourself up twice. You know, just twice. I thought, well, what's that? I feel strong enough, capable enough, you know. But I was wondering if this was going to be hard again, and they had something like that. But no, just all that what's that says on it. So, well, that went on. We trained with a new anti-tank rifle. We had a couple of legs of this one, was a new machine. We trained us on that. I was back in the army again. And then, they were pushing them off to other places. But they were setting them up, either coming up further south, up in Scotland. So I thought, well, they may have. I've always been away from home, I've been in Scotland all over, I lost the size to see if he put me to work to see the officer at the furnace. So he did. So I went up late and I told him, I said, well, I said, my wife's expecting. I said, I've always been away from home, miles away from home. He said, there's nothing you can do to put me a bit closer to Durham. And he was very nice then. He was, let's see what I'm doing. So anyway, a few days later, the sheep come out again and showed him my name out. I was going to go to Emsley. I didn't know where it was at the moment. Where's the name? Oh, the lad says something, and he stopped me. I says, stop me? Well, I says, that's great for me. I says, you know, it'd be nice getting that. Anyway, I knew where I was to go for a finish. And I was sent to Emsley. And of course, on my note, you know where he sent us the bus? A latrine cleaner. I was sent to Emsley. I didn't care that. I said, that's good enough for me as long as I'm home. When I got there, it was the MO company, DLI Motor for the Transport. Well, he says, we don't want any, we don't want any trains there. Well, I says, it's okay. I says, but first, so he says, well, he says, just tap on the motor, you know. And I was in Emsley, and I used to go out on the morning, and I could put my hand up anywhere then. If you were in khaki, I could put my hand up anywhere and they'll pick you up. And I used to come up and drop off at the crossroads, right? Crossways up down here. He just dropped me off there, and then I said, little dummy, and I was packing on. And then I went from there to Hartlepool. The monkeys from the Masonic Hall in Hartlepool.
You were just filling your time in, really, weren't you?
That's all. And when I went to Hartlepool, there was hardly anybody in the hall. You know, I used to come over every night. I got my final tickets to go to York from the mall. Well, I went to York. I had a brother living in York at the time. And I got my new suit. Couldn't get a decent suit like the new, but it wasn't bothering me. Everything fitted up. All civilians. So I came back in civilians.
What date were you demobbed?
I've been in the army 6 years, from the beginning to the end.
46, sometime in 1946.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm trying to think of the date. But, I'm not the only one that's had any of this. If it was worse than me, I'll agree with that. I was one of the lucky ones. And I can always say, at the Durham Light Infantry, the 16th Battalion, I think they were brave men. The odds was against him. He couldn't do nothing. He was just a target. And I think we won that battle when you saw them. They were in a worse state than us. That's how I found them.